Meeting Points. Meeting Points. Campus FM u jien ndrozzu parti mid-Department tal Youth and Community Studies rġejt magħkom biex niddiskutu topic ta' sew kontroversjali ieħor. Il-kaċċa u l-insif Malta b'enfasi fuq il-kunċett ta' konservazzjoni. Dan id-dibattitu għanqal ħafna issues komplessi f'Malta speċjalment issa li aħna parti mill-jum. Kontinwament fil-medja bombardjati b'din l-issues, kaċċaturi kontra birdlife, kaċċaturi kontra l-politiċi, kaċċaturi kontra Nature Trust, viċi versa. Però wieħed irid iżomm f'moħħu li wast mat. Nissa nsaqs l-istudenti għaj biex konferma li da illi għaw madwar 17,000 kaċċatur u kważi 9,000 minnhom jekk mhux iktar imsieħba fil-FKMK. Li ta' rappreżenta madwar 15-laqda. Jew iktar insomma se niċċaraw din ukoll. Mela din l-issue tikkonċerna lil ħafna u jew nippruvaw nifhmu ġifieri d-diskussjoni llum. Dik hija l-iskop tagħha. Biex nagħmlu diskussjoni llum l-istudent tiegħi għandi lil Mr. Tolga Temuge. I welcome you, Mr. Temuge. Huwa English speaking, allura sen nagħmlu daqsxejn fluctuation fil-lingwa biex inkunu nistgħu niftehmu, m'għandix dubju li mhux se jkollkom problema biex tifhmuna. Huwa l-Executive Director tal-BirdLife Malta li hija affiljata ma' BirdLife madwar id-dinja. Mr. Temuga għandu CV intriganti ħafna b'ħafna campaigning involuta. Ikonna ċans nitkellmu fuq dan ukoll nittama. Nixtieq nilqgħu wkoll il-Sur Joe Perici Kalaxxjoni li huwa l-PRO tal-FKNK. Huwa involut immens fuq din l-issue u mill-ewwel aċċetta li jiġi fuq dan il-programm u ngħid il-verità ma ninvidjax bħalissa r-rowl tiegħu f'dan iż-żmien fejn hemm ħafna kontroversja fuq din it-tema. I would like to welcome you. I think I'll go for first name basis if you don't mind. I mean, it will make things easier for me. Let me start with Joe. This whole issue of hunting and of trapping. There's a whole issue where somehow we seem to forget that there are about 17,000. Hunters in Malta. I don't know if that includes trappers as well. I'm not sure. And there are almost 9,000 of these hunters affiliated with the Federation, with the FKNK, which represents about 15 organizations. Am I right in that?
Yes. You're right in terms of figures. The Federation for Hunting and Conservation has evolved into a federation that takes under its wing 13 different associations from various districts. Obviously, we feel that it's even better to organize yourself in that manner. Obviously, we are the largest non-governmental organization after the political parties, and we feel that we have strong arguments, legal and scientific, in order to defend our state of affairs, and we have always stated that we are against anything that is illegal or that is outside the parameters of normal, acceptable hunting practices. You mentioned the word trapping, and in English the word trapping usually entails the killing of the bird. Actually, it's a capture.
Okay.
it's the capture of live songbirds that are used for breeding and for song purposes, recreational purposes.
Mm-hmm. Tolga, the moment that I started doing some research in preparation for this program and I saw these numbers, it hit me that this is not about a couple of, crazy people who have a passion for killing birds, and it's ingrained. It's a passion, maybe, which I don't understand because I don't have that passion, I don't have that interest, but it is a passion ingrained in our society. Is it fair to make an argument against bird hunting when forever people have hunted? It's part of our genetic probably makeup. How do you, why do you, on the other hand, do you have this passion to protect birds? What is the interest there? What is the concerns that you have?
Yeah, BirdLife's mission is the conservation of wild birds and their habitat. So we're a conservation organization. We have to make this very clear. We're not an animal welfare organization. So basically we're carrying out...
Why do you differentiate between the
two? There is a difference between animal welfare and conservation, simply because conservation organizations carry out scientific research and identify the problems, and we are trying to basically conserve the wild habitat, wildlife, and prevent the extinction of certain species or their declines. Obviously, the reason for it is, as everybody knows, everything is linked in the ecosystem, and whatever happens to these species will eventually affect the other species, including the humans. Mm-hmm. When it comes to hunting, well, I mean, there is this, I think, misunderstanding, and I don't think that it is BirdLife's fault. We made it very clear every single time. BirdLife is not against hunting. Hunting has been practiced for a very long time, not only in Malta, all around the world. Now, main reason was that so that the communities can basically sustain their families by basically providing them food. Now in Europe, it is not done for that purpose mainly. It's called, you know, the hunters call it sports. And we still don't have any objection to that as long as it's done in a sustainable way and it doesn't threaten protected species.
So BirdLife has no problem with people killing birds? It's a bit of a contradiction to me.
It is not a contradiction. As I said, we are a conservation organization, and what we are looking for is to basically the prevention of extinction of species or declining in their populations. And we are trying to basically carry out scientific work, look at the birds, and then identify important habitats, and basically designate special protection areas. Eventually, the humans benefit from it. So basically, BirdLife International Network, working over 100 countries all around the world, has so far designated, I mean, millions of hectares of areas and managing it. So we stop mining, we stop development, and any sort of other threat to these important habitats by basically looking and carrying out scientific research on birds.
So, Joe, you seem to agree on this. I mean...
Very nice words. very nice words. I like the way you put the words. First of all, I'd like to excuse myself with the listeners of this program because I have a slight cold. And BirdLife is not against hunting. That's a very, very strong statement. Let's rephrase on the hunter side. I believe that hunters are the first conservationists. We can come to this and expand on it later. However, I agree with the ecosystem theory, and I agree with biodiversity. Let's put it from the hunter side now. Had there not to be natural habitat, had there not to be areas that are as much as possible in their natural state, it would be very unlikely that we would attract more birds and take a bit of that species in a sustainable way, because it is not in our interest to shoot indiscriminately or to kill indiscriminately and in any way harm a species that we intend to keep for ourselves and our future and future generations. So
keep for yourselves and
that we can practice the sport. Mm-hmm. Because if we are, it is proven that we are harming a species to the extent that it is in serious decline and in serious threat, then we would be the first to have to admit that, listen, we have to rethink our strategy and we cannot continue placing more impact, negative impact on the species by taking more than the species can sustain.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There is a norm, which is the conservation status of a species that this is very vague at the moment, and it is BirdLife International that issues mostly the guidelines. Our counterpart organization, let's put it that way, that is FACE, the Federation of Associations for Hunting and Conservation of the European Union, is currently also engaging in a project that will assist in the identification of the conservation status of each species of huntable birds, obviously, of game. And we hope that one day we will agree on those species that are really in decline, on those species that are really threatened by many obstacles, because hunting is only the slightest of obstacle. It is most illegal hunting that is the big threat, because if hunting is taking the interest, you have the capital that is there, and the offspring, obviously, it's a renewable resource. Mm-hmm. Wildlife is a renewable resource, a renewable natural resource. And if taken wisely, because you pick on the interest and take always the weak of the species, because those are the first to go, in that manner, I'm sure that we would be on the same train as bird life, working on parallel lines rather than in confrontation always, in a manner that we can, yes, have special protected areas, obviously monitored special protected areas that have, because you have to take the limitations of our island as well into account in this context. However, speaking on a personal note, I believe that there are many, many issues on which BirdLife and the Federation for Hunting and Conservation, BirdLife Malta, that is, should agree. It is the first time that I'm hearing a straightforward statement, BirdLife is not against hunting, and that already to me is a great step forward, because we are not against bird watchers, we aren't against conservation of species and conservation of natural habitat. There are several areas on which I'm sure by mutual cooperation, BirdLife and the Federation for Hunting and Conservation, Malta, the FKNK for short, should be working together, because there is a common interest.
It's the way you're interpreting this interest that seems to have a difficulty. Let me go a bit back to a more basic question. I'm really not into birds. I'm really not into hunting. I have no members of the family who are hunters, so I really don't understand their agenda. Although media doesn't seem to have a very good outlook, but we'll explore that because media most of the times reflects what people are saying. But we'll come to that, because I think that is a very important thing. How can you? I mean, I understand. I eat rabbit. I eat meat. Some of our listeners would not agree with that, but I do. I'm not a vegetarian. I eat animals. How come you can justify whatever the arguments that a bird, not for eating purposes, but you are shooting a bird, creating pain in an animal, and justifying that as tradition, as a passion for a particular sport, as a sport? I really can't understand that. I can understand the aspect of eating or of, people are interested in but I really can't understand the joy one can get, because I'm sure that if we have a dog and that dog is dirtying our pavement, I've had this problem with cats of my neighbors dirtying my garage, and I have to clean that myself because I will mess up my garage. I wouldn't, even though at times I would take it, but I wouldn't dare shoot. Even for a cause, let alone for sports.
Basically, the killing of the animal is the last thing in a long series of events that makes up hunting. Man is omnivorous. Man is a hunter by nature and by instinct. However, man has an intelligence quota that allows him to be in a position to exercise a certain control over things around him. Now, once he abuses of that control, then there will be a problem. We do not look at as hunters, I mean, myself, I do not look at these things in an emotional way. The killing of something that will die, in any case, as long as I'm not harming the species per se, is not the biggest issue to me. Because taking it into a wider context, we are looking at Malta today. So the perspective on Malta, unfortunately, it has been amplified out of all proportion, this hunting issue, that it is now a political issue, it is now a national issue.
It's a voting issue.
It's a voting issue. Media seem to take more notice of a bird being killed than of a human being killed. The sensational aspect of the media when it comes to targeting the hunters is, I mean, to me it's absurd. It's even an insult to serious journalism. However, coming back to the argument, you have to look at the wider context. You are looking at individuals of the species. Now, when you look at hunting in the proper way that hunting should be done, where you are as a hunter acting as a conservation, as a conservationist of nature, in a manner that you are creating an atmosphere where these species, we are on a migratory route, so where the species rest, and you are taking a bit of that, your input should be more positive than negative. Most of the game we kill is for the pot. So most all of it is for the pot, because every single bird is edible. However, when we border on trophy hunting, now that is a completely different argument. It's a completely different argument that one can agree or disagree with. However, at the moment, most of what the Maltese used to consider as trophies, birds like the honey buzzard, like the castor, which were mostly birds of prey, that were at a time in a state of decline and had to have the help of international organizations in terms of protection now rather than conservation. We as federation were on the forefront in trying to assist anything that was illegal is curtailed. Mm-hmm. Full stop. No ifs, no buts. Now, looking at Malta, I heard Tolga say earlier that he has been around Malta for a couple of years, so that is good, so he may start to understand our mentality more than anything else. We have passed through a phase where there were no laws up to 1981, when this law was enforced that started to protect certain species. And the law was there on paper. However, there was absolutely no enforcement at all, to the extent that the hunter was not aware that he was doing anything wrong by shooting a honey buzzard or by shooting a... There was maybe a bit, but in general trend of events, he was doing nothing wrong. He was doing what was his great-grandfather did, what his grandfather did, and what his father did. Now, I am all for progress, as long as this progress does not upset my tradition, my culture, and my legal right as a European citizen today to exercise what I believe to be my right to hunt.
Tolga, I don't know if you have anything to react to this, but help us understand your perception of conservation, because this is crucial. We had this debate on pro and cons of hunting, but let's try to understand conservation. What do you mean? What do we mean when we say conservation?
As I explained, it's conserving the wild species and preventing them from extinction or declining in range.
Just preventing them from extinction. So a few weeks, months ago, I read on the paper that there was a big issue in Australia because kangaroos are becoming a bit of a problem in certain areas in Australia. And they were thinking of eliminating, let's say, a certain amount to...
Culling.
Is that justified? Isn't nature in itself giving us an indication that the fact that kangaroos are on the increase... There is the right conditions because they are increasing. So how come
you can put humans in the center of everything, in the center of universe? Okay, that's a very anthropocentric approach. you can think that everything here is for the humans. Well, in actual fact, humans have been here for a few hundred thousand years, I mean, as we know it, you know, and there were so many species on this planet that became extinct, and humans didn't cause that extinction. They were external. Mm-hmm. Magnetic reversal of the poles, meteors, volcanoes, and so on and so forth. Now, however, if you look, I mean, obviously how we get our information is from scientific research, and the scientists, what we're telling us, there's only one species that caused the extinction of other species. No other species caused the extinction of other species other than the humans. Mm-hmm. We are causing extinction of other species through toxic pollution, through overdevelopment, overwhaling, fisheries, poaching, and so on and so forth. So conservation or environmental legislations are basically in order to minimize that damage that our politicians or greedy corporations or certain individuals are causing harm to our planet. So if we do not have scientific research, if we do not have conservation, what we will be left with: empty seas, empty skies, polluted rivers, and
so
maybe...
It's basically choosing to opt for the...
You have to be rational. You have to basically take rational decisions. You have to basically look at the situation, see the solutions, and implement it. However, it's not that easy, because there are always interest groups that will be for benefit, for their own benefit, mainly political power and profit, will be causing obstacles. The majority of the humans on this planet are suffering, living under the poverty line, okay? They don't have access to clean water. Their air is polluted. Their ecosystem is devastated. And if we as conservationists, environmentalists, or concerned citizens, do not get organized and start to basically tell our political leaders that they are there, actually our servants, to manage our natural resources properly, the situation is going to get worse.
If we had to localize the debate.
I would like to ask a question on this. I mean, hunters normally, especially here in Malta, have this stigma of being aggressive.
They are demonized. They're
bullies. But what they are, they are no more, no less than most other European citizens and or other Maltese citizens in this case. Tolga, you mentioned something that confuses me a bit. It's the third time you mentioned it, and I fully agree with most of what you said.
I have the idea that this program is going to be quoted another area.
No, because when people talk in an open and general sense, it's good. But it's when it comes to implementing in practice. Now, I am all for scientific study, and as you know, government recently started on this project of implementing a study by an independent expert in order to identify the impact basically of hunting and capturing of live birds, live songbirds in Malta. Now, BirdLife was opposed to this scientific study. Now, to me, that's contradictory, because in any sense, it should be a starting point, at least a starting point. Now, in the past, we have been faced, and believe me, certain antagonism with BirdLife, even before your time, started with, because we're faced with figures of millions of birds being shot. And was being identified as the black spot of Europe in terms of killing of birds. When, in 1 week of bird shooting in the United Kingdom, a Maltese hunter will bag as much as he bags in a whole year here in Malta. Mm. You know, it's a completely different issue, and most of them are migratory birds as well. So why is BirdLife opposed to the study of government, if BirdLife is so in favor of
scientific research.
Did you read our position paper?
We read your position paper.
Right. So but, it explains it there. But basically, we are in, yeah, we are in favor of scientific study. This is not scientific at all. The thing is that bird
it hasn't even started.
The thing is that the methodology was written by a French so-called scientist called J.C. Ritchie, who happens to be head of an institution funded and being funded by Hunters Federation in France. And the methodology was written so poorly that BirdLife International and British Trust for Ornithology. Now, British Trust for Ornithology is not a campaigning organization. It's purely scientific research. And when they are writing papers, they are very, you know, they have this British attitude of being very, yeah, exactly, and kind. I mean, when they send their position paper for this proposed so-called independent and scientific study, the words that they used was shocked me because they were like, we couldn't understand what the author is trying to say. It is so poorly written that, I mean, if it was a high school homework, this person would definitely fail. I mean, beyond the wording, the content is so biased and flawed. So we said, listen, if you want to do a independent study, so and the scientific study, these are the things that you have to look into it. Now, our position paper is on our website. Anybody is interested can go to birdlifemalta.org and download it. Let me summarize you. Now, they revised the study. The study is being carried out by the hunters. The second part of the study is heavily relying on the...
You're saying on this particular research?
This so-called independent and scientific study is being coordinated by an Italian guy who works for a pharmaceutical company, who is not even an ornithologist or a biologist, and who is basically member of the Hunters Federation in Italy. Now, methodology is written by somebody who is paid by the hunters in France. It is coordinated by an Italian guy who is paid by the Italian hunters. The methodology is saying that the study, the counts, census, will be based on the hunters reporting of the birds that they shoot. Carne de chasse. So basically, if you are a hunter and you know that the outcome of the study will basically define the future of, let's say, spring hunting in Malta, would you inflate the figures in spring and not actually put the actual numbers in autumn? I mean, there is that. You can be biased. The second part is, it is now being carried out, as far as we understand, a group of people who happen to have hunting dogs. These people are counting quails with hunting dogs, and the Italian coordinator came to our office and explained us that they're flushing the quails, counting it, at the same time shooting it. I mean, it is so, it is so biased and flawed and not scientific. Of course, as BirdLife, we are not going to be part of it. You know what? You shouldn't be part of it if you are in favor of science. An independent body.
But who is going to go out and count the birds?
Of course, independent people, not the hunters or even the BirdLife people.
Can't you come with a researcher
Let me tell you something. The problem is not that there is no scientific data. There is scientific data. The European Commission has it. The government has it. In 2005, the government, in its reply to the European Commission, in order to justify allowing spring hunting in 2004, gave these figures to the Commission.
But probably Joe will tell you that those figures came from you.
No. It's the government's figures, and the commission looked at
the government bring those figures.
Moreover, if you
did want the minister go and count the birds,
there is an element. There is an element in Tolga's statements of so-called scientists, so-called scientific studies, so-called this, so-called that. So it's a question of there is absolutely no trust in the hunter, hunters come from all walks of life, as one can say.
But the majority are middle class to low class.
The majority are middle class. It amazes me because I'm looking at this as a platform on which one could work. Now, the carnet de chasse, which is the statistical data sheet that each hunter completes at the end of each season, at the end of each year, in order to
each hunter,
submit.
Even in Malta.
In Malta.
But I know loads of hunters
Malta.
Who are illiterate.
But can write numbers, you mean?
They can't even know. Well, I don't think they... The persons that come to mind don't really have a good understanding. I know very, very, very
few hunters who are illiterate. But in order to complete a carnet de chasse, it's... because we have collection points through our federation and our organizations. And if one comes to our office, and we've never had the case, unfortunately, or fortunately, maybe, in this case, that one can say, listen, I don't know, I caught 12 quail. Where do I put it down? It's just a list of birds that can be shot, and you write the number according to the decade in which it's been shot.
Is that in the interest of the hunter? Because
it is in the interest of the hunter. It is in our interest to know exactly how many birds are shot in Malta. It is in our interest because, by any standards, the numbers are so small that they are insignificant to the issue of bird conservation.
Of conservation or non-conservation.
And this is why I cannot understand BirdLife Malta. I cannot understand, because we are fighting on something that is legal and is of no consequence to the species of birds that we shoot. I'm talking particularly of the quail and the turtle dove, where we should be concentrating on the few, and I say few because I have been hunting in Malta for 30 years, and I know what I when I say few. This year, I have hunted in Gozo all through the little of the spring season that we had. And I saw marsh harriers and Montagu's harriers. The amount of influx that there was over one particular weekend was incredible. And I did not even see one single shot. And had I seen one person shoot, I would have gone and reported him. I'm saying this on air, and I've said it already. And I said it to all the hunters that shoot next to me. I have no problem at all.
Yes.
We should be working together to curtail and eliminate the few remaining diehards that I do not even call hunters. Because they are going against the concept of hunting in a sensible, sustainable way. Now, we should not be fighting about spring hunting, where you are talking about 10,000 turtle doves, 15,000 turtle doves.
How many birds are being shot down?
Just ask the hunters.
Look, we estimate.
They're the ones that are shooting.
Yes, well, I'm asking.
The estimate is this. The estimate is that between 200,000 and 300,000 birds are shot.
Do you agree? Because... I'm asking
you. It depends on what we are talking about.
All species I'm talking about.
Spring.
All species or year?
No. All year long.
Over the year.
And the majority are the thrushes, because the thrushes come more numerously.
So you're talking about the huntable species?
Huntable species,
right.
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Do you agree with that? With that figures that is it in line? Because I'm sure that in your research, in your thought, I mean,
okay.
Obviously.
Let me put it this way.
There
is no way that you can come up with exact figures. You can come up with only estimations.
Sure.
However, what is more important is, rather than the numbers of the birds, the species, the range of the species, and where these birds are coming from. So, if you look at the ring recoveries, maybe I can go into it bit later.
Yes.
These ring birds, when you catch them, all right, for the scientific research, you basically take a note of the species where it's coming from. So you know that, for instance, most of the ospreys are coming from Scandinavia. So you know that most of the ospreys are coming from Finland or Sweden and going to Africa, let's say South Africa. You know it through these ringing programs.
Right.
When we look at it, more than 170 species are using Malta during migration. That makes Malta one of the few places that you can really experience this phenomenon of global migration of wild birds. It's a fantastic place, Malta. Okay, and when somebody is shooting at these protected species, it is causing severe damage to the conservation efforts in those countries that these birds are coming from.
But I think Joe is saying that he absolutely wouldn't agree with illegal hunting.
Yes, yes. So what I'm trying to say here is that illegal hunting is happening on a daily basis. Just last week we received a honey buzzard, which was shot recently, and somebody...
Yes, I saw it on the...
Yes, somebody even cut its primary and secondary... I mean, this cannot be a hunter. This is a sadist. But the problem is that as bird life, I have... More or less on a daily basis, 5 to 50, let's say 5 to 10 bird watchers out there, compared to more than 16,000 hunters and trappers. The chances of me getting these illegal hunting reports from my bird watchers, from my reliable sources, and receiving injured and killed protected species on a daily basis is so small, therefore... I can easily say that this is the tip of the iceberg. The problem is really, really serious, and we have to do something about it.
The hunters have been repeatedly...
I'm sorry, I don't want to answer your question.
No.
I hear arguments. That's impossible for me not to react.
React.
You started off in a manner that I could agree with you perfectly. Then you go...
It was a strategy, I think.
You go to you fly off at a tangent in a way that you use this argument to hypothetically create a situation whereby, because you have 13 bird watchers and 13 bird watchers bring you, I mean, this is your statement, I mean, we have no proof, but bring you 1 to 5 birds to whatever number of birds, injured birds, every day, which I, as a hunter over 30 years, have never seen, except once, an injured bird. In the field. Oh, right, sorry. Now, I am putting to BirdLife Malta a proposal. You choose from a list of hunters I give you. Obviously, they have to agree themselves. Names of hunters who will help you in your theory, but not you, the police. We are ready to. We are starting a system of self-regulation, whereby we will be. Engaging on strong efforts to eliminate any of the few remaining individuals who persist in breaking the law, in shooting protected species.
Joe, let's
because in certain cases, he's right. In certain cases, we do have an impact. Small, extremely small, but an impact. If you are talking about a species like a bird of prey, like an osprey, which is protected and because of its status of low conservation status, then even one specimen shot is an impact. All right, so yes.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just say something?
Yes, okay.
Before
I'll postpone.
It's important. The thing is that you said that it is what we claim. I have to correct you. When Mr. Farrugia said that next time BirdLife receives a shot bird, they should call me. The next morning
we received, and you confirm.
Now, every single bird that we received, okay, here with the photographs, is handed over to either ALE, and the receipts are here, you can see, all right, or National
receipts,
Museum
those
of...
Those are receipts that the police have.
Exactly.
It's a police report.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Or the Heritage Malta, the museum.
Okay.
Or MEPA. Okay. And we have a report from a veterinary, basically examining the injuries. So every single bird that we...
And how many are we talking about in that report?
We put in this report are basically confirmed by the authorities. So I find it extremely provocative and unprofessional when the Hunters Federation, and you yourself did it in the past, to call BirdLife BirdLife, to say that we are fabricating these news, when we can provide evidence. Now, I don't think that you can provide evidence to support your claims that BirdLife is fabricating these news.
No, they're fabricating numbers.
Can I finish?
By all means.
Now, so if you want cooperation, if you want mutual communications, if you want together working, okay, first you should stop your unfounded allegations against a conservation organization. That's one. Secondly, you should stop accusing individuals of being liars, because I am a professional. I have been working for environmental organizations and international ones for over 15 years. Unlike my friends, Dr. Rain, okay, who is our conservation manager, who worked in Amazon from Seychelles to Vietnam, from Zambia, for international organizations. We deserved our reputation. We did not come to these positions by fabricating news. Now, you call us bird lies. Your members are basically following the path that you open.
Right.
You allow certain hunters to incite violence.
On your website, that is true.
Then you say that, hunters are becoming even more violent. Mm. Your secretary launches press releases saying that hunting in spring will be stopped only, you know, if you walk over some dead bodies. This is not inciting violence?
No.
Sure. So basically, I think it is up to you, okay, to come in line with your fellow European hunters and set a positive example to the hunters in Malta.
The argument that I'm you are expected to answer. No, but I'm getting mixed up here, and I need this clarification as part of this argument that it seems that we are still, as a society, I wouldn't think that BirdLife only, but we are still putting a lot of onus on the responsibility of illegal hunting, of, in inverted commas, a bullying perception that we have on hunters. On FKNK, it seems that you are put in a defensive position to try and, because if it's illegal, you don't have anything to do with it. So how come you keep being dragged in? Is it because FKNK to retain its membership and to retain, because
recently made statements today today I have been making them for the past
but even Joe
years,
just but, I'll no, give no. you the, just and I'll give you the time that you require, but even recently I saw in the papers, I may have interpreted wrongly, that it is also a question of almost voting even when it comes to the election. It's like there is an attitude, how can you put your voting argument also, I mean, I'm encapsulating on a pastime, which I have all the right to, in inverted commas, to fight for, to advocate for, and at the same time, putting, delivering it as if this is the end of the world for some people.
It is.
Well, yes, but there are other end of the worlds.
To some, is.
But it's a threatening attitude. That's what.
It's not. It is a defensive attitude. Okay. First, bird lies. When BirdLife Malta,
what do you mean by BirdLife?
MOS.
This is what FKNK calls us on their website and in their press releases.
All right, okay.
Start throwing figures and start making statements, not only here but also abroad, on the numbers of birds being shot in Malta. Those are lies. So that is BirdLife. If you come up with serious documents showing protected birds being shot and reportedly being shot, we will not only agree with you, but we will help you identify.
You launched that press release 2 months ago, bird lies, after we reported these injured
birds.
We are not talking about the figures.
No, you are still talking about spring hunting. Spring hunting, if you have been a bit in Malta, you will understand, is the hunting season in Malta. It is not causing, and it has never been proven to cause a negative impact on the conservation status of neither the quail nor the turtle dove, and you are fighting our grain, our heart, our soul when you fight spring hunting. And there, in order to defend what our ancestors and have passed on to us as tradition, it is ingrained in our culture, yes, we will fight for it in a manner that is legal, and if it means that I myself will vote, will take a vote to whoever will assure me or give me his word in writing that he will defend spring hunting, I will go that way. Me. And as me, today, because we have been riddled with promises by politicians, I have certain agreements with certain phraseology that Tolga used before in terms of politicians look to their interests in terms of not necessarily the interests of the layman, not in the necessary interests of the environment. There are strong big corporate interests. There are strong political interests.
But I think you were talking on the international level. No,
as well. What's different?
I know.
What's different?
But the impression is that even you have a problem with the way government
and
politicians...
Because we have...
So it
look,
seems
every
that
hunter, please you agree. Every hunter, before the referendum, before the general election, received a letter, a personal letter, not from the Nationalist Party, but from Dr. Eddie Fenekadami, who was the Prime Minister, a letter telling him that whoever is saying that your spring hunting is threatened is lying to you. Whoever is saying that your trapping is under threat is lying to you. No, you have been doing that and you will continue doing it even as EU members and with the Nationalist Party in government. So, when it comes to these issues, that is a lie because we knew that we would be facing certain problems. And it is basically because of the way that the negotiation between Malta and the EU in terms of the environment chapter and this issue concerning hunting was carried out. They said, we have agreed a derogation. You do not agree a derogation. A derogation is part of the directive that you can implement, you can use. It's an opportunity. If you use it correctly and you have the right framework, you can adhere to it and adapt it. So all those, the politicians, I mean, with all due respect to their professional status, I have a lot of reservations when I see these things.
Right? Okay.
But I'll just close.
Please.
Respondete fuq il-votu, xek? Yeah, excuse this.
No problem.
Illum, il-kaċċaturi mweġġa. Issa, semmejna violenza. X'namlu? Nerġgħu dimostrazzjoni oħra biex illi ma kienem xej violenti f'dik id-dimostrazzjoni, assolutament xej. Fl-aħħar tagħha għall-inċident illi musta nidħol fiha llum, però żgur ma nħalaqx mill-kaċċatura, xi ħadd faqqat rikki trakki u da għamlu fass sieħ fuq. U da weħed 300 lira ta' kull trikki trakki li hawn f'kull festa u kull għax kaċċatur. U dik li xi allura iġġalek taħseb illi isma' jien x'nista' nagħmel biex niddefend il-pożizzjoni tiegħi? X'nista' nagħmel? U il-vot huwa l-iktar arma li għandu bniedem biex jiddefend il-pożizzjoni tiegħu.
Just to round up, Tolga, your vision for bird life, when it comes to conservation, what is your next step?
Obviously, our priority at the moment is spring hunting and illegal hunting. I have to underline one thing. We had an agreement with the European Hunters Federation, BirdLife International and FAS, 3 years ago, that both organizations are going to basically endorse the full implementation of the Birds Directive. Birds Directive doesn't allow hunting in spring, simply because hunting in spring means that you're hunting these wild birds just before they're about to reproduce in their breeding grounds in Europe. So if you shoot one bird in spring, it means that you're shooting two or three birds because you're not letting this bird, this species, to breed. So that's one thing. The second thing is obviously to clamp down on illegal hunting, and so that we can now work on designating new special protection areas and also campaign against false urbanization, we call it, overdevelopment.
Okay, neringrazzjakom, I would have liked to take this discussion further because I'm sure that there's a lot of arguments that we could have developed further. Argumenti interessanti o valido, posizioni differenti, però l'argument mux wieħed faċli huwa kumpless immens ħafna iktar mill-konni immaġina, hemm intriċċi soċjali, politiċi ta' tradizzjoni. Intant, jina nibqa' nittama li dan dawn il-programmi ikunu jgħinuna mhux biex ikollna konfront imma anke biex naslu biex ngħidu hekk nifhmu ftit iktar il-xulxin jew nifhmu illi ma naqblux u inkomplu nsibu modi kif aħna nistgħu naslu għal pożizzjoni taktar ċari ta' fejn irdu nwaslu l-issju partikolari. Jiena niltaqa' magħkom il-ġimgħa d-dieħla Andrew Azzopardi u t-tekniku tagħna llum Carmenu insemmulkom. Meeting points.